Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Medici, Power, Money, and Ambition in the Italian Renaissance, by Paul Strathern. Narrated by Derek Perkins. If you take a view of the princes of the Medici in a group, you will feel reverence and respect at one part of the picture, and be struck with amazement and horror at the remainder. To revere and know them, you must consider their generosity, their benefactions, their policy, and their scientific institutions. To view them with horror and amazement, you need only listen to the undoubted outrages of their private lives. John Boyle, Earl of Cork and Orrery, friend of the poet Alexander Pope, and an early British resident of Florence in 1755. Prologue. High Noon. It is Sunday the 26th of April, 1478, in Florence, and the church bells ring out from the towers above the rooftops of the city. Lorenzo the Magnificent, accompanied by his circle of favourites, is making his way through the colourful crowds towards the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore. The 29-year-old Lorenzo is the head of the Medici family, which, along with its allies and powerful political machine, controls the affairs of Florence beneath the veneer of republican democracy. Here, amidst the wealth and extravagance of Italy's most progressive city, the ancient, god-obsessed world of the medieval era is slowly giving way to a new self-confident humanism. The Medici Bank is by now the most successful and respected financial institution in Europe, with offices and agents in all major commercial centres from London to Venice. Even the recent loss of the lucrative papal business to their Florentine rivals...